We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Hoezer, Hilchos Kiddushin, Halacha Beis, and we're in the middle of paragraph Hey. In our editions, it's page 86, the left-hand column, the final paragraph on the page. This halacha has been based on Torah Samach in Likutei Moran, which is one of the major chapters in Likutei Moran that deals with a number of very important subjects. It deals with Hizboinenus HaTorah, being zoche to achieve a very high level understanding of Torah, which we related a little bit to Shavuos, which is Bina. Shavuos is referred to as the 50th level, Matan Torah, which was given on the 50th day, on the 50th level. That's when the Yidden climbed. After going down to the 49th level of Tumah in Mitzrayim, with the help of Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, we were able to get out of all 49 levels of Tumah and climb the ladder of 49 levels of holiness to get to level 49. And the 50th level is Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Hashem coming down to us, reaching out to us. That's the Hizboinenus HaTorah, which Rabbeinu Zal says there that in order to achieve that, a person needs incredible wealth. He says that just like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Im ein kemach ein Torah, if there's no parnasa, there's no Torah. That's for standard Torah. Standard Torah requires standard parnasa. Hizboinenus HaTorah, the deepest levels of Torah, requires huge parnasa, requires tremendous wealth. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, that's why we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, Rabbi Akiva, all the major players through whose hands the Torah passed, were wealthy, had wealth. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say that in order to achieve this wealth, a person needs arichus yomim, and he defines arichus yomim as a person who sees to it to lengthen their day, to stretch the day, to make each day, to pack as much as you can into Yom Rishon. And then when Yom Sheni comes, you're doing even more, and Yom Shlishi more. That's Arichus Yomim. That's long life, where each day is longer than the day before it, each year, you know, and so on and so forth. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about Tikkun HaBris in that Torah also, because he mentioned that when there's Pegam HaBris, it's associated with shortness of breath, whereas Tikkun HaBris is associated with Arichas Hanashima, long, deep breaths, which are associated with Arichas Yomim. And the chapter in Likutei Moran there is a long chapter. Every point that we're mentioning now is elaborated on and explained and shown in different psukim. We're going to try to connect with it in the Halacha and Likutei Halachos as we move along. Rabbeinu Zal was using that chapter in Likutei Moran. I'm sorry, Rabbi Nosson Zal is using that chapter in Likutei Moran to explain the holiday of Chanukah. He's given us some incredible insights to the holiday of Chanukah, the 8 days and the candles, different things, which he's continuing, and then also tying it into the concept of marriage. Why a man has to give a woman money or shove a kesef, a ring, in order to marry her according to the Torah. V'zeh b'chinas ma shenikba ledoyrois. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why it's been established for generations, the rabbis established from the time of the miracle of Chanukah, lihiyos moisef v'choylech b'chol layla, that we add and continue to add each and every single night of Chanukah. The first night of Chanukah, we light one candle. The second night, we increase it. We take it up to 2 candles and 3 and so on and so forth. Kimalin bakoidesh, because the rule is that when it comes to holiness, we usually try to increase, to grow, to climb. Zebchinas, and that's related to what we learned previously about respect for Hashem and fear of Hashem. We had mentioned that people know that fear shortens a person's life. There's a concept of dying of fright, chas v'shalom, or certainly people shortening the life as a result of different fears and phobias. But Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, Yiras Hashem toisif yomim. That fear of Hashem, not only doesn't it shorten the person's life, but it adds life to the person. It gives the person the ability to lengthen their life, to stretch every day, to make every day bigger and better than the day before it. Ki ikar ho'arichas yomim hu lihiyos moisif v'hoylech kiddush yaseiro b'chol yom v'yom shebo achar kach. Because the true definition of long life is to be able to increase, to add additional holiness every single day more than the day before it. As Rabbi Nazal explains very well over there in Likutei Maran, and this is what the Gemara means when it uses the term Malin Bakoidish. We go up in holiness. Moisif v'hoylech. We add. We continue to add all the time. Hanemar b'neirois Chanukah. That's what the Gemara. That's the terminology that's used in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch regarding the Chanukah candles. That we show that a Jew is not stagnant. An angel is created a certain way and remains fixed in that way, can't improve, can't grow. But a human being, a Jew, is expected to grow. The word Chanukah is miloshen chinuch. Chinuch means education. Jewish education is all about growth, about a person improving every single day, no matter how old a person is, whether they're 4 or 5 years old, they're trying to learn new things and to improve, or whether a person is 65 or 85. In Judaism, there's room to grow all the time. There's new things to be learned, and there's new heights that the person can achieve in being a better person. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem toisif yomim. That respect for Hashem, fear of Hashem, adds days. It increases the days. Kimishom nimshach ikar hanes shel Chanukah. Because that's where the miracle of Chanukah really draws from. What was the miracle? Shaloi nichla v'nisraf Hashem en miyad al yidei ha-hadloka. Whereby they took a match, they put it to oil, a certain quantity of oil, where under normal, natural circumstances, that quantity of oil should have been used up in less than 24 hours. And not only did that not happen, but the match with the oil caused the oil to increase from 24 hours to burn 8 times 24 hours. Rak adrabba, not only was the oil not used up immediately the way it normally is, but just the opposite. Nimshach boi brocha, the fire, the light, the eish of Chanukah, put a blessing on that oil, shedolak shmoina yomim, that it burned for 8 days. Ki ho eish hazeh nimshach mebechinas yiras Hashem toisif yomim. Because the fire of Chanukah, that fire is associated with yiras Hashem. There's two kinds of fires. There's a destructive fire. There's a fire that destroys. That's when a person has fears and phobias that are misdirected, that are directed to the wrong places. But when the fear is channeled towards Hashem, towards respect for Hashem, then it works the opposite way. It adds days. As we see this fire, again, we see that fire and fear go together, as we'll see. Ki adrabba, mekablim, ki ho'esh hazeh nimshach mebechinas yiras Hashem toisif yomim. Because the fire of Chanukah comes from the fear of Hashem, which adds life. Ki adrabba, just the opposite, mekablim brocha, v'chaim v'arichus yomim mishon. We draw blessing, life, and longevity of life from that fire. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki Hashem Elokecho eish oichlahu. Your Hashem, the Hashem of the Jewish people, is a destructive fire. Oichlah, destroys everything in its path. Anyone who challenges Hashem, anyone who goes against Hashem, no matter how big they seem, no matter how powerful they are at a certain point in time, we see they get destroyed. Whether it was the Nazis, Yamach Shemom, 60, 70 years ago, or other great powers who seemed to have so much power, money, arms, weapons, everything. And when Hashem made the decision, they were destroyed, they were eaten up. Whereas ve'atem, you, the Jewish people, had dveikim b'Hashem alekechem, who are able to attach yourselves to Hashem. How do you attach yourself to fire? Doesn't the fire burn you? Chaim kulchem hayoim. To you, this fire works in a productive way, in a positive way. Not only doesn't it destroy, but it gives blessing. It's a light that gives blessing and life. Valyedei ha-yira, and through this yira, b'chinas yiras Hashem toisif yomim, ayidei ze nimshach ashirus godol. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that this yira, this respect for Hashem, which leads to arichus yomim, also leads to great wealth. V'ze b'chinas Chanukah, and this is why we find this blessing, this wealth, in Chanukah, because the Sforim tell us that the word Chanukah is made up of two words, Chanu, Chofhei. They rested on the 25th day of Kislev. That's when the battle was over against the Greeks. They succeeded in finalizing the defeat of the Greeks on that day. That's one interpretation. Bechinas, and the number Chofhei 25, also refers to blessing. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar chapter 6, Koi sevaruchu es b'nei Yisrael. This is how you will bless the Jewish people. So we see that the letters Chaf Hei represent bracha, the blessing that the Kohanim give to the Jewish people. Shenismach leparshas Chanukas hamizbeach shekorim b'chanukah. And that chapter, that paragraph in the Torah of the blessing of the Kohanim is written right next to the chapter that deals with the sacrifices which were brought by the Nesiim, which we read on Chanukah. V'gam yesh maschilan likrois mishom miparshas birchas koyanim. And Rav Nosson Zal points out, we know that there are different customs from where you start the Torah reading on Chanukah. Some shuls start from the words Vayhi b'yoyim kalois Moshe lohokim ha-mishkon. It was when Moshe Rabbeinu completed putting up the Mishkan, but many shuls and many sidurim show you that why not start a couple of psukim before that and sneak get this blessing of the Kohanim in there too. So they actually start from a few psukim before that, the blessing of the Kohanim leading into the Torah portion of Chanukah. Ki ikar birkas koyanim hu ashirus. Because the essence of the blessing that the Kohanim give to the Jewish people is wealth. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, on the words, Yivorechecho Hashem, may Hashem bless you. With what? The Gemara says, Bemamoin, with money. Money is what gives a person access to everything, to food, clothing, shelter. Veze bechinas veyishmerecho. And this is why right after that word, we say, Veyishmerecho, may Hashem protect you from what? The Gemara says, Min hamazikim, from all types of things that would want to harm you. Ki hamazikim nimshochin mebechinas yirois hanefulois. Because we know that the Sforim tell us that mazikim, klipois, tumah, forces of impurity and harmful forces come about when a person has misdirected fear. When a person does not direct their fear and respect towards Hashem, Hashem says, you don't want to respect me? You're not afraid of me? Okay, I'll give you other things to be afraid of. I'll send the IRS to you. I'll send this to you. You'll have a leak in the house over here. You'll have that. Hashem has ways to get a person full of fear, these other fears, fear for mazikin. V'alkein heimafchidin esmi shepoigim boichas v'shon. And that's why they impose fear on those who they come upon. Ki heim bebechinas yirois hanefulois. Because they are associated with these misplaced fears. V'alyedei hayira digdusha, whereas when a Jew strives to have holy fear, to put the fear in the right place, to put the respect in the right place, malinis hayiras hanafulois. They remove the yira from those fallen places, And that serves to protect the person. That becomes a protective shield that these other things cannot get at him. They cannot harm him. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that in Kabbalah, we have certain words that fit into certain slots. Certain words are known to be in column A. They represent kindness. There are other words that are column B words, which are judgment, harshness. And there are other terms that are column C, which is a combination of the two. So yira, fear, goes together with shomer. Shomer means to guard, to watch. Person needs a guard when they're afraid. The shmira is associated with yira. Shehu midas laila, which is associated with nighttime. Bechinas yira, which is also yira. Vezehu, and this is why the Gemara says, kol mokim shenemar hishomer, that whenever we find in the Torah that the Torah says, hishomer, watch it regarding this and this item, huloisaseh. That is introducing a negative commandment. That's teaching us something that we're not allowed to do, which again is associated with Yira, the Midah of Yira. Paragraph Vov. V'zeh she'osru chachameinu zal l'shtameish lor Chanukah. This will also explain why the rabbis tell us that we're not permitted to make any personal use out of the Chanukah candles. You're not allowed to use it to read from or anything else. Hu bechinas shmira. That's associated with this concept of guarding, watching. Bechinas yira, fear, respect. Bechinas loisase, don't do this, don't go there. As the Gemara says, hishomer hu loisase, that the term shmira, watch it means is associated with what not to do. Don't do this, don't do that. V'chol haloisase shebetoira heim bebechinas yira. And we know that all the negative commandments in the Torah reflect our respect and fear of Hashem. Ki mitzvois asei, because the positive commandments, misitro derechimu, come from the side of love. They are a display of our love for Hashem and Hashem's love for us. Tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, mezuzah, all of the positive commandments. Umitzvos loisase, whereas those commandments which say, don't do this, don't go there, misitro derechilu, they are associated with fear, respect. Kama shekosu b'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh tells us. V'ze b'chinas v'yishmerecho, and this is why when the Kohanim say, and he will watch over you, min hamazikim, that means from those things that can harm you. K'alidei b'chinas yira, because when through a Jew having the proper yira, bechinas shomer, which means he keeps what he's supposed to keep. He observes shomer es yoyim haShabbos. He's careful not to go to work on Shabbos, not to light the different things. Through that, nishmorin min hamazikim. That serves to protect a person from all kinds of harmful things, hanimshochim bechinas yira sanafulois, which come from the fallen fears, when the fear is not in the right place. Vaidezeh, and through that, yivorechecho Hashem b'momoin. Hashem will bless you with money. Rav Nosson Zal is now going in. First he went from top to bottom, yivorech Hashem v'yishmerecho. Now we're working our way back. Through v'yishmerecho, yivorecho Hashem. K'alidei yira, zoichen l'ashirus. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed there in Likutei Maran that through yira, a person is zoichet to wealth. V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. And that's the holiday of Chanukah, which has both in it. It has the fire, those candles, which represent Yira Digdusha, and it has the bracha, Chanu Chofhei, the 25th, which is Koy Sevorachu, which is the symbol of bracha. B'chinas Chanu Chofhei, b'chinas Koy Sevorach Esben Yisrael, b'chinas Ashirus. This represents wealth, Hanimshach Al Yedei HaYira, which a person draws upon himself through Yira, Shezeo Bechinas Birchas Koyanim. And all of this is included in the blessing of the Koyanim. This number 25, by the way, is also associated with Emuna. We know that the sentence Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has in it exactly 25 letters. And the Zohar HaKadosh mentions that. We know that the Greeks, they didn't want to necessarily murder the Jews physically. They wanted to rob us of our faith in Hashem. They wanted us to deny the Torah, not to believe in Hashem. In fact, the Gemara says they said to the Jews, Kisfu lachem al keren hashoer, she'ein lachem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. We want you to write on the horn of an ox that you have no portion in the Hashem of the Jewish people. You have nothing to do with Hashem. That's what the Greeks were after. They were after trying to Jews to fall from our faith in Hashem. And that's why the holiday is called Chanukah, because Chanu, and when a person is lacking in fear, when a person is lacking in faith, it means doubt. The opposite of fear, the opposite of faith is doubt. We know that we say about Hashem, we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Havadai Shemoi Kein Tehilosoi. Hashem is called Vadai. There are people that have an expression that there's nothing more definite in life than death and taxes. We know that that's 50% true. Taxes, there's tax evaders and there's tax this and tax that. But death, the reality of death, meaning the reality of Hashem, that Hashem gives life and Hashem gives death, that's very real. So Hashem is known as Vadai. The opposite of Hashem is Sofek, doubt. Doubt, when a person's not in doubt, that means, I'm not sure, is it this or is it that? Doubt means that a person is not at rest. A person's in a state of confusion, unclear, lack of clarity. Whereas clear means I know exactly where I am, I know exactly where I'm going. That's one of the reasons why Chanukah is called Chanukah. Chanu, they rested, they came to rest, Chaf Hei, in 25, which is Emuna, the 25 letters of the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that the Jews got finished with the Greeks, they were finished with their culture, with their denial of Hashem, and the Jews came to rest, this Menucha, this Shabbos Menucha, on this 25th. And we know there's a pasuk that says, Ish Emunois Rav Brochois, man of faith, man of many blessings, that these go together. The Emuna, the Chaf Hei, it goes, is Emuna, and the Chaf Hei is the Bracha, Kois Sevorecha Es Bnei Yisrael. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues, Val Yedei Hu Ashirus, Hanimshach Al Yedei Ayira, and through this wealth, which a person achieves by having the proper respect and fear, Zeichen Lehizboinenus Godoil, we're zoicha to that very high level understanding of Hashem and of Torah. Ki haseichel doileik al yidei hashmanim shemaguf kemoyvurshan. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that just like a candle needs a source of fuel in order for it to burn, you have a flame and you attach it to a wick and you attach the wick to a cup of oil or paraffin wax, whatever it is. So too in the body, the brain of a person is compared to a candle, and the candle draws on the liquids of the body. To the degree that a person maintains purity and holiness in the liquids of the body, to that degree they have fuel to fuel the brain to be able to think clearly and properly. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says, Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom, that this heavenly candle, the Nishma Sodom, the soul of the person, and also the neshama, the neshima, the breath of the person, that long breath versus the short breath. K'moy shemavur b'maimran al, ayin sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanukah, and that's what the Chanukah candles represent. Our brain, b'chinas ner Hashem, nishma sodam. This heavenly candle, which is the soul, Bechinas hisboinenus godoil shedoilek al yidei Hashem in Shul Chanukah. This refers to that very high level understanding of Hashem, which burns brightly through the oil of Chanukah, by keeping the oils in the body pure. Paragraph Zion. V'zeh b'chinas ma shenoyigim laharbois b'tzdoko b'chanukah. And this will also explain why the halacha tells us that on Chanukah a Jew should give more charity than usual. V'koyren oisoi mois Chanukah. And it even has a special name to it. When the poor people come around collecting for Chanukah, they don't just ask for charity, they say we want Chanukah geld. Money, Chanukah money. What's the connection? What's the connection between Chanukah and money and charity? Ki ikar b'chinas Chanukah dainu aner Chanukah shubchinas hezboinus godol ma'oid nimshach al yidei ashirus. Because as we explained earlier, the essence of Chanukah, which is these candles, which represent a very high level understanding of Hashem, light. A person can receive that through wealth. A person has to have wealth in order to receive that. And true wealth is attained by giving charity. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 119, Aser, tithe your money, take 10% off your money and give it to the poor people, Bishvil shetis asher, so that you will become wealthy. The same word Aser, which means a tenth, also is Miloshin Osher, Ashirus, wealth. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, page 9, Hanoisein pruta laoni, a person who gives a coin to a poor person, mizborech, receives blessings. Ki tzedaka hu bechinas yira, because tzedaka is similar to the concept of yira, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now. Bechinas yira Hashem toisif yamin. As we explained earlier, yira is fear. It's gevura, it's fire. Yira is usually associated with shortening the life of something. And yet we said, Yiras Hashem, toisif yomim. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'm going to show you how charity works the same way. Kalpi derech hateva, because according to natural law, hayoroi shal yidei shenoisin tzedakah yechzer loy. It would be logical to say that by giving away money to charity, I'm going to have less. Ki mechaser memoinoi, because I'm subtracting from my bank account venoisin loni, and I'm giving it to the poor person. Avol be'emes, but the truth is, adarabah, the exact opposite. Kol ma shemoisif umarbe b'tzedakah, the more charity a person gives, nitvasef loy brocha gedoylo b'mamoinoi. Hashem puts major blessing into his money. And that can come in two forms. One form is that the person is given more money, or the other form is that he gets more bang for his buck. There are two people who can walk into a store with $10 or $100. One person walks out with three things, and the other person walks out with 30 things. You have a concept of a smart shopper and a less smart shopper. That's just an example. You have different examples where two people can have the same thing, and by one it's full of blessing and wealth and everything, and the other one it's the exact opposite. Two people go away for a weekend to a hotel. One, the air conditioner didn't work, and this didn't work. That was a experience of torture. And the other one never enjoyed life. This was the cheapest vacation I ever had, and I enjoyed it more than all the expensive hotels I went to. This example of having that blessing or not having that blessing. If Hashem says that by giving tzedakah, a person's going to have their money, they'll receive ashirus, you can believe that Hashem can do it. And exactly how he chooses to do it, you can trust that he will know the best way to do it, the way that will benefit the person the most. So here Rav Nosson Zal says, and it follows the same logic as fear of Hashem. just like fear of Hashem seems illogical. One second. Everybody knows there are thousands of books that have been written to explain how fear and phobias shorten a person's life. So why in the world, if you're telling me that Hashem is such a great guy, why would he require us to fear him? I thought he gives life. He's not looking to shorten our lives. The answer is you're right. That this fear, the year of Kedusha, works the exact opposite of the other fears. And so too, giving away money, you're right. Usually when a person spends money, they have less. It's so simple, it's so obvious. Person gets a paycheck, $5,000 a month, they spend $3,000, they have $2,000 left. They spend $1,000, they have $4,000 left. But if a person takes that $5,000 and gives $500 to charity, he's not subtracting or deducting from anything. He's adding, he's increasing the blessing in his money. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says, Yiras Hashem toisif yomim kanal. Ki tzedaka hi b'chinas malchus. We know that according to Kabbalah, tzedaka is associated with malchus. We just had this in the previous halacha, Hilchas Kiddushin Aleph, which Rabbeinu Zal based on chapter 67 in Likutei Imran. There Rabbeinu Zal shows from the Zohar HaKadosh that tzedek is malchus in its incomplete state, tzedaka is malchus in its completed state. Bechinas yira. And we know that malchus is associated with yira. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, il mole moiro'o shel malchus, if not for the fear and respect that people have for government, they would swallow each other up alive. Ishes reo chayim baloi. So yira is malchus, tzedakah is malchus. V'alkein marbin b'tzedakah b'chanukah, and this is why on Chanukah we especially try to give more charity than usual, kedei lahamshich hashirus, in order to draw upon ourselves that wealth, shaydezeh nimshach hizboinonus godol, through which the person can achieve a very high level understanding of Hashem, of Torah. Shezeo b'chinas ner Chanukah. That's what those beautiful eight lights, that's what those eight candles represent. They represent Bina, this hizboinonus haTorah. B'chinas ner Hashem nishma sodom. These heavenly candles which are the soul of the person. Paragraph Ches. V'zeh b'chinas kiddushin b'kesef. And this is also the concept of why when a person marries a woman, according to the Torah, he gives her money, or he gives her something worth money, a ring. Because as we mentioned earlier, we have to see to it that the bond between a man and a woman, a holy bond between a man and a woman, should be based on respect, this yira. Shehu hefech hevel hayoifi, which is the opposite of the world's definition of love. Love is blind. And love is free, free for all. This concept of hefkerus, no boundaries, no respect, no boundaries. That's the Satan's definition of the connection between boy and girl, man and woman. Whereas according to the Torah, the hiskashrus has to be yira, the opposite of this hevel ayofi. Ki tzorich shelo yitein einoi benoi. Because the Gemara says when a person is looking for a wife, he shouldn't look for pretty, pretty good looks. Sheloi kochena bishvil yoifi. He shouldn't take a girl because she looks attractive. Bechinas hevel hayoifi. As Shlomo HaMelech says, that this beauty could be a false beauty. It could be nonsense. It's nothing. It looks pretty on the outside. It looks sweet on the outside, but it could be a very, very bitter pill, chas v'shalom, on the inside. Rak bebechinas isho yiras Hashem hitisal. But rather, when the Torah speaks about a good wife, a holy woman, it refers to her as isho yiras Hashem, the woman who has respect for Hashem. She is praiseworthy. Shehu hefech hevel hayofi, which is the opposite of the standards of the Satan, where what's more attractive is the woman who has the least respect for Hashem, no modesty. In terms of the term modesty, implies respect. That I'm standing in front of somebody, not when there's nobody. There are certain people who, when there's nobody around, you can get undressed, you can this, but if there's somebody there, and especially if it's a very respectable somebody, a person goes to see a president of a country, a king or something like that, if they're normal, and if the standards are normal, they ain't going to get undressed, or they ain't going to come with short pants or a miniskirt. They're going to come dressed respectfully, in a respectful, respectable way. So this is the difference. These are the two sides. There's the hevel ayofi, there's the immodesty, and the senselessness, the senseless type of beauty that the Satan tries to project and tries to entice a person with, versus the isho yiras Hashem, the woman who carries herself with dignity, with respect. She carries herself like royalty, like she is in front of a king at all times. As Rabbi Nizal explains and elaborates on this over there in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. And Rabbi Nizal says, we know that the whole concept of beauty, physical beauty and materialistic beauty, is usually more associated with the women, with the woman. And that's why the one whom the Torah the main praise of a woman, when the Torah chooses to praise a woman, the woman who is praiseworthy, they define it by her yira. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Isho yira sashem hi tishalol. Kedei lahachnia hevel hayoifi. In order to subdue and eliminate the hevel hayoifi, to counter the beauty, the type of beauty that the Satan, the Eitz Sahara tries to impose. Hanech hasbo, which tries to attach itself to the woman, where a woman starts trying to look attractive for the wrong reasons, or for the wrong people, or in the wrong ways. Shenimshach mebechinas isha zayna, which comes from the other woman, the illicit type of woman. Al yedei hayira kanal. And how do we eliminate that wrongdoing, that immodesty? Through yira. The koidim shimis chaberes liish ein lo shlemus. And before a woman becomes attached to a man, before she gets married, she is incomplete. Ve'oz nechaz bo adayin b'chinas hevel ayofi. And at that time, she still has this klipa, this hevel ayofi, the beauty of the secular world that's associated with attaching itself to her. Ki ragleho yordos moves. Because the Torah tells us that the feet, the malchus, the woman, is easily drawn down into the klipa, into tumah, into death. V'ikar hakinyan shekoino yisabala b'shas chupa v'kidushin hu. And the whole concept of a husband acquiring his wife, acquiring the woman at the chupa through kidushin, sheroitzo leyachado elov, is where he wants to designate her as being reserved. She is no longer available to the world. She is mine. She belongs to me. Ulesakno, and to improve her, ulahaloisa, and to elevate her, mebechinas hevla yoifi animshach miisha zayna, from the materialistic, secular type of beauty that comes from isha zayna, ulahaloisa, to elevate her now through marriage, lebechinas isha yiras Hashem, for her to become a Jewish princess, a queen, a woman of respect Hashem. Ki ikar alioso aliodoi, because the main elevation of the woman is accomplished through her husband, through the man. Ki hi oila imai, because as the Gemara says, she goes up with him. Kemoishom rabbi seinuzal, as the Gemara says, v'alkein mekatcha bekesef, and for this reason, this is accomplished through money, this union between the husband and the wife. Vaideze koine oisa, and through this he acquires her. Ki ho ashirus nimshach mebechinas arichas haneshima, because as Rabbein Azal explains over there, wealth comes from long life, from a long breath. Mebechinas yira, which is associated with respect, fear of Hashem. Vehevel ayoifi, whereas the beauty of the world, the lustful, materialistic type of beauty that people pursue who are not religious, nimshach mehefsek hanashima, that's coming from a place of short breath. Person who's panting for something, like an animal who's hungry, who wants something desperately, and they're panting, they're short breath for that item. Kimavur heitev b'maimer hanal, as Rabbein Azal explains very clearly in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei shemam shichlo me'ashirus shaloi, by the husband sharing some of his wealth with the woman by giving her this money, this ring, the ksuba, the haynu al yidei kesef kidushin shenoisen lo, through the money that he gives her, al yidei ze male oiso, lebechinas arichas haneshima. He elevates her. He takes her out of the category of hevel ayoifi, and he elevates her to this arichas haneshima, bechinas yira. Kimishom nimshach hakesef o ashirus, because money and wealth come from the left side, from the side, the holy left side, from yira. As the pasuk says, oirech yomim biyamino ubismoilo oisha bekovoin. And through this, the husband removes from the woman the hevel ayoifi, the negative type of beauty, the lack of holy beauty, and he elevates her lebechinas isha yiras Hashem, to the status of a woman who is truly respectable, a woman who has this fear of Hashem, bechinas yiras Hashem toisif yomim, bechinas, and the pasuk says fear of Hashem adds life, and we know that Koheles says in chapter 9, re'ei chayim imho isho asher avta, enjoy life with the woman whom you love, meaning that if a person finds the right woman, a woman of isha yiras Hashem, and he gives her the proper, the kesef kiddushin, and the whole union is a holy one, a pure one, then it's a union of life. It's rei chayim isha. It's life and it's long life. It's this longevity of life. Ki be'emes zivug digdusha hu bebechinas yiras Hashem toisif yomim. Rav Nosson Zal says, because in reality, the union between a man and a woman is the concept of Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim, is this concept of a respect for Hashem which adds days. Ki hazivug hu bebechinas hefsek haneshima, kimavur heite b'mayim ranal, because we know that when a person, during relations, a person is exerting a tremendous amount of energy, and that causes a shortness of breath. It's a tremendous release of energy and power and breath. Kimavur heite b'maymer hanal, as Rabbein Azal explains elaborately in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. V'hu hepech ha'hizboinus kanal b'maymer hanal, which means it's the opposite of that deep understanding of Torah, which we said is associated with long breath, arichas haneshim, arichas yomim, v'hu hepech arichas yomim. It's the opposite of long life. Ki hu mekatzer hachayim v'hadas, because physical relations shortens the life of the person and it decreases the intellect of the person. As the Rambam says and the Gemara says, ki rubam mesim mitayvazu. Most people who do not live a full life die from this desire, the Rambam says, from excesses in this area, excessive engaging between men and women. As the doctors say, kimuva b'shulchan aruch b'hilchas tznius, and as is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim, in the laws of relations between husband and wife. V'chol hamishugoyim v'chasrei deya boim mizeh kayadua l'chachmei horoifim. And most people who are insane, who go crazy, who lose their minds, mental illnesses, or people who are lacking in brains, lack of intellect, it's associated with this, as is known in the medical field, even Rav Nosson Zal says. The Kamuva B'Divra Rabbeinu Zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 36 and in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. So this is a serious problem. You're telling me that these relations are the opposite of Hizboinenes HaTorah, it shortens one's life. Afal Pikein, however, despite all of that, Al Yidei Zivuk Digdusha, Bikidusha Betara Koroi, when two people who are together in holiness, they had a kosher wedding and a kosher marriage, and they were legally allowed to marry each other, and they were married in a proper way, and they conduct themselves with holiness and purity. They keep all the laws of family purity. Al yidei zeh adaraba. Then it causes the opposite. Nidvasef loy chayim varucha richas yomim. Those relations, increase the life and increase the longevity of life. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, re'ei chayim im ho'isha. See life, experience life with the woman. Again, there's a woman who is death. There's a pasuk, u'moitzi ani mar mimoves es ho'isha. I find bitterer than death the woman. There's a woman who is mar mimoves, who's associated with death and worse than death. And there's the woman who is Re'ei Chaim Hemoisha. If the relationship is a proper one and a holy one, it's being conducted the right way, that it increases the life. V'zoichen lehizboinenus yoiser al yidei zedaika. And when the relations is done bigdusha betar, the right way, it increases the understanding of Hashem, the bina, the seichel. Ki mekabel moichen milemalo malo kiyadua. As the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when a husband and wife live together properly, they receive moichin, they receive seichel from a very, very high level. V'zebechinas yiras Hashem toisif yomim. This is what the pasuk says: ki ikar zivug digdusha hu bebechinas yira, because the proper holy relationship between a man and woman is built on this yira. It's respect. It's not disrespect. It's major respect for each other. Shehu b'china shmira sabris. That's the concept of purity in the relationship between man and woman. Kama shekosuv be'yosef hatzadik, as the Torah tells us about Yosef, who is the symbol of shmira sabris and tikkun habris. Yosef, who passed the test with Potiphar's wife. Yosef, whose name is Bigimatria, six times Yud Kei Vav Kei, to show us that he is the mid of Yesoid. What does Yosef say to his brothers? Esho elikim ani yore. I fear Hashem. I have respect for Hashem. Because the respect for Hashem is very closely attached to this Shmira Sabris and Tikkun Habris. Note, coincidentally, we're learning this today. Today is the 36th day of the Omer, which is Chesed Shebi Yesoid. We're beginning the week of Yesoid this week today. The Mid of Yesoid, there has been a custom in Eretz Yisrael in recent years that hundreds and sometimes maybe even more than 1,000 people tried to visit the kever of Yosef HaTzadik on the day of Yesoid Shebeso Yesoid, which is associated with Yosef HaTzadik. I was just invited today to join a group like that by a friend who lives in that area. However, he said that because this year it comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos, Saturday night, because of the army and all kinds of different reasons, it will not take place. The going to the kever of Yosef HaTzadik in Shechem is scheduled for Monday night. Hashem should help that the zechus of this great tzaddik, Yosef, who is the epitome of Yesoid, of Tikkun HaBris, who is the ultimate in Yiras Hashem, should protect all the Jews that live in the close to where he is, and all the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, and all the Jews of the whole world. We rely on the protection of the tzaddikim. Unfortunately, we see that the army and the navy and the kindergarten, all of them can do so much. They're very, very limited in what they can do to protect the Jewish people sometimes, unfortunately. We just had an incident yesterday of, again, Pigua in that area, Tapuach, Yitzhar, those areas, where our peace partners try to turn Jews into pieces again, Rachmanov, to tear Jews into pieces, unfortunately. The final paragraph, Val Yedei HaKesef Kiddushin, and through this money, or something that's worth money, which the man uses to marry the woman, Bechinas Ashirus, which represents wealth, Hanimshach Miyira, which comes from Yira, Shen Noisein Lo, which the man gives to the woman, Aideze Malo Iso, Mebechinas Hevla Yoifi, Lebechinas Isha Yira Sashem. Through this, he elevates the woman from her previous status, premarital status, where she's more vulnerable and susceptible to the Hevel Ayoifi, to take her to a new stage of holiness, purity, closeness to Hashem. She should be in the category of Isha Yiras Hashem. Vayideze koine oiso, and this is how he acquires her. Ki azai, ayidei b'chinas hayira, hi nases b'chinas reshus hayochid, shu b'chinas Isha Yiras Hashem, hefech Isha Zoyna, shi b'chinas reshus harabim kiyodua. Rab Nosson Zal tells us, we find in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Chassidus, that they talk about the private domain versus the public domain. Rishus HaYochid, a private area, the Gemara says, is defined by four amos by four amos, which represents Hashem, the presence of Hashem. Hashem is known by his most basic name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or as it's pronounced even, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's called Rishus HaYochid. And that's Hashem Echod. Yochid means Hashem is called Echod, Yochid Umeyuchod. Hashem is one, the one and only, the one special. Whereas idols, the opposite of Hashem, is called chutz, outside. There's chutz laretz, or there's reshus harabim, public domain, the streets. He's out on the streets, means he's not in the best company. Reshus hayochid is private, reserved, yira, and reshus harabim is the opposite of that. So Rav Nosson Zal says that through holy marriage, etc., he elevates the woman, he acquires her to the category of yira, where she becomes Rishus HaYochid, reserved to one man, versus the illicit woman, who Isha Zoyna, who is referred to as Rishus HaRabim. She makes herself available to many. Ki Yira Hi Bechinas Bayis, because fear is associated with the fear and respect is associated with the bayis. Bechinas Shabbos, it's also associated with Shabbos. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Bereshis is the letters Yorei Shabbos. Fear and respect, the Shabbos. Those two go together. Shabbos is how we show respect for Hashem. That's the day when we dress respectfully, we eat respectfully, a much higher level of respect. Bechinas Rishus HaYochid. And on Shabbos, we know, you can only carry in the private domain, Rishus HaYochid. Bechinas Yorei Shabbos. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, U'kamoshom Rabbeinu Zal, and as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chaval al delesle darto, woe is to that person who doesn't have a house and he's trying to put a fence around the house. Before you put a fence, you got to have the house first. Al mi she'ein bo yira. And the Gemara there refers to the house as yira, That's the first step in coming close to Hashem. The first thing a person, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. The Gemara says, Al Shei Kimikoidim Hoiso Bechinas Sode. Because before the woman got married, before she became attached to one man, she was out in the field. As the Pasuk says, Ki Basode Mitzor. It speaks about a man attacking a woman. Where does he attack her? He found her in the field. She was out in the field alone. Shehi Mekoim Hefker. That's considered to be a place that's ownerless. Out in the street there. Bechinas Rishus Harabim, public domain. Sheshom Achiza Soisha Zaina. That's where the Sitrachra, the Sotan, the illicit woman, is active. V'achshov, but now, when the man is marrying this woman, so he's elevating her, from being out in the field in the Rishus Harabim, she's out there on the market, she's on the market, now he's taking her off the market. He's bringing her into the home. And she is the bias. The Gemara says, Beisoy Zuishtoy, she is the home. Bechinas Rishus Hayochid, the private domain. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Kol Kvudo Basmelech Penima. The true respect and honor of a princess is inside the home. V'alkein Alidei HaKidushin Nisyachado Eilov. And therefore, through this holy matrimony, she becomes unified, she becomes reserved for him. Va'asura l'chol oilam, and forbidden to everybody else, to the world. Kinasis bechinas reshus hayochid, she becomes private property. Shehu bechinas isha yiras Hashem kanal. V'alkein osur lodur emishtoy b'leik suba, and this is why also the Torah tells us, a man and woman are not permitted to live together without that marriage contract, without that ksuba. Kitzorech lahamshich lo ashirus hanimshich miyira. Because we said the man is required to shine into the woman, to give the woman this wealth which comes from yira. Kedei sheyia hazivug bebchinas yira. So that their relations should be on a level of yira. Sheze ikar kedushas habris. That's the real purity in the area of Tikkun HaBris. When it's a husband and wife, a man and woman, who treat each other with respect, dignity, they know boundaries, they know when to be together, when to be apart, when not to push, not to force, not to impose oneself on anybody else, and again, not to cross certain boundaries. That this permitted, forbidden, all the different boundaries that the Torah has established. Baruch Hashem. With this, we complete Halacha Gimel, Halacha Beis. We go on to Halacha Gimel tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, which is based on chapter 13 in Likutei Moran.